All right, turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 4. 1 Corinthians 4. I'd like just look at a few passages here, a few verses. Whenever I'm going to look at, starting in verse 1 in a minute, but last time when we ended in 1 Corinthians, we were in chapter 3, and Apostle Paul was saying in the 21st verse of chapter 3, he said, "For all things are yours." All things. All things are working together for good to them that love God. All things. Everything. Doesn't matter what it is. All things are ordered by Almighty God. He doeth all things and does them well, Scripture says. All things belong to Christ. He made them, created them, and His bride being in Him, they're His too. They're the bride's too. They are said to be in Christ heirs of God, made so by God's good pleasure. What has the Lord prepared for those that love Him? Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man. I don't know. We're joint heirs with Christ. All things that He earned as a man, God Almighty going to give to Him. And they're ours too. Well, as the Lord has been pleased to teach His people through preaching, pastors, He sends pastors and feeds the flock, gives them understanding in Christ, and He's been pleased to not leave them to themselves to figure out what these scriptures has to say. It gives a man a heart to study. And the Spirit of God, as that man seeks God's leadership and direction, the Spirit of God teaches him. I'm going to be real honest with you. I have enough sense to know that I cannot figure these scriptures out. You say, well, you've been studying for, you know, years and years and years. I don't have sense to figure these scriptures out. The Spirit of God has got to give a man discernment and teach him. Have you ever read a scripture and then you read it? It happens to me a lot in the Proverbs especially. You read that scripture and you think, what does that mean? But then a man stands up and he preaches out of it and you think, I don't see how it couldn't mean anything else but that. Why didn't I see that? I've listened to men preach and I thought, that was amazing. That's the truth. And it bears witness to your heart. It's consistent with everything you've learned. So Paul has been dealing with the church at Corinth. You know, they had been kind of nitpicking on their preachers, is what they'd done. I'm Apollos. I like Paul. Well, I like Peter. I like this one. I like that one. And Paul is dealing with them. He said, all things are yours. All of God called preachers are yours. And so in verse 1, he said, this is the way I want you to think upon God's preachers. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Paul said, think on God's preachers like this. They're ministering servants of Christ. That's who we are. We're ministers. God Almighty has chosen. God chooses who He's going to call to preach. That's what He told Jeremiah. He said, Jeremiah, before I formed you in the belly, I ordained you a prophet. Jeremiah's mama didn't call him to be a prophet. God called him to be a prophet. So God Almighty chooses. Then He calls them. He calls them out of darkness. Calls them just like He calls anybody else. And then He qualifies them. He teaches them. And then He sends them to the church as ambassadors. And as they apply themselves to the work of the ministry, the Scripture says that they're to be respected and heard as God's ministers. I told you last Wednesday night, take everything I say and put me to a test. Don't listen to one thing that I say if you don't take these Scriptures and look them up and find out if what I'm saying is so. If I've made a mistake, I'll stand up here and say, listen, I made a mistake. I said something I shouldn't have said. I've done it before. I mean, I'm not infallible. But you take what I say and you be like those in Berea. You search the Scriptures and find out. If I say something from God's Word, because the one before whom I stand, I'm responsible. Who are these? They're ministers of Christ. Listen, 1 Thessalonians 5, 12-13, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. This is what Paul said concerning the ministry. We're ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. An ambassador is one that relates to somebody else what the one that sent him said or wants. An ambassador is a repeater. He just says what the one that's in charge says. So according to the revelation of the Holy Spirit, hear a true servant of Christ. And while you're hearing Him, you look in this book to make sure that what you heard Him say, He backed it up. And if He's making it up, don't go back to hear Him. Because God's not talking. God is going to talk according to these Scriptures. Right here. All I'm doing is repeating. That's all I'm doing is just repeating what God has to say. So God's preachers count of us as ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. A steward. What is a steward? What do you mean a steward? A trustee. What do you mean a trustee? What do you mean? A steward or a trustee is someone, generally speaking, that is appointed as an overseer. Appointed by the master in the affairs of dispensing the provisions of the estate. They don't own the provisions. They are the ones that dispense the stuff. You know, you got a plantation or something. That's what I keep thinking about. You got a plantation. And you got the person or persons that owns the plantation. And they got people that work for them. And they've got needs. They got needs out there. I want the fields taken care of. Well, we're going to have implements. We're going to have some tools. We're going to have some food. I got to have some water for the workers. I got to make sure the workers are taken care of. Okay, the steward or the trustee. His job is, you make sure that whatever the need is out there, that's your responsibility. That's a steward. So Paul says that we're account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. The mysteries of God. Paul said that God's preachers, they're God's ministers sent to the church as stewards of the mysteries of God's grace. We have a responsibility to relate to God's people through preaching the mysteries of the Lord. These great mysteries of God. That Paul said, this is the reason I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God and salvation. So these truths, what do you mean that are mysteries of God? Well, they're undiscoverable by human reasoning. Like I've told you before, take your Bible and turn with me. I love this passage of Scripture. I quote it so much. 2 Thessalonians 2, 13 and 14. Now look at this great mystery right here. Now you tell me how a man or woman born in Adam could figure this out. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto He calls you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now here's the great mystery. According to these scriptures, we give thanks to who? For God's mercy. We're bound to give thanks always to God for you. I've heard Brother Henry say sometime people come over here and he said they'll be visiting and somebody will come up and say, well, I thank you for coming. Henry said, I've heard somebody say one time to somebody, I thank you for coming. He said, don't ever tell anybody you're thankful that they came. Don't ever tell anybody you're thankful they came. You tell them, I thank God that He moved upon you to bring you here. That's who you're thanking. We're bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord. Why? Why, Paul? Because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation. The Lord told His disciples, He said, you didn't choose me. I chose you. Called you. Who do you think does the choosing around here? Well, according to this mystery right here is that God hath from the beginning chosen you. To what? To salvation. God Almighty, we're going to thank God because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation. Almighty God was pleased to bestow upon His people salvation. And how did He do it? Through sanctification of the Spirit. By the Spirit of God setting apart, yes. By the Spirit of God calling them out of darkness, yes. And doing what? Giving them faith to believe. Through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Belief of the gospel. The gospel of God's grace. And He called you. How did He call you? By that gospel, verse 14, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. How would you have known that? How would I have known that Almighty God, from the beginning, how would I have known that? So here, the Apostle Paul says, so let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. And then he says something concerning the responsibility of these ministers. And not only just ministers, but he's talking about preachers right here. Everybody. But primarily he's talking about God's preachers. He says, moreover, verse 2, it is required in stewards, in these trustees, in the dispensers of the mysteries of God, that a man be found faithful. Faithful. I'm going to read. I I started not to read this passage, but I'm going to. I want you to turn with me to Matthew 25, verse 14. Matthew 25. And it's talking about the responsibility of being faithful as a steward. It's required in stewards and trustees. Now, you know, it's pretty easy for everybody to have, you know, somebody stand up here and we're talking about preachers. And they say, well, you know, that's not me, that's Marvin right now. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Everybody is a steward. Everybody's a steward. God has called me to preach. And it's required of me to be faithful in preaching. It's required of me to be faithful. But everybody here is a steward. Everybody. Everybody that's ever been born. I'm going to show you this. In Matthew 25, and I'm going to begin reading in verse 14, the Lord makes an amazing revelation here. He says, for the kingdom of Matthew 25:14, the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country. Now let me tell you what he's talking about when he's talking about the kingdom of heaven. Right here on this earth, while we're right here. And you'll see this right here. It's here we are, we're really here today. You're really sitting there. I'm really standing right here, right now. Now we're here for just a moment. But this right here is everything that's going on in this world right now is for God's glory, for the good of God's people. Everything that's going on, everything. All the industry that's going on in this world, all things work together. Everything is for God's glory and God's people. That's it. I can tell you right now. So here we are. This is the kingdom of God. We're in it. One day, by the grace of God, God's people will be with Him in glory. But right now, here we are. All right. The kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven, is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Now, let me tell you who these servants are. Right here. They're everybody that has been born in this world. I'm going to show you. Now, there's something that's going to distinguish them. But these servants are God's servants. They're everybody that's been born in this world. You say, well, I thought you were talking about some elect. There are some elect. And God's going to save them. But there's some that are not God's people. They're not. I know the Lord told some Pharisees in John 10, He said, you're not of my sheep. So I know this, but everybody is God's servant. I can tell you that right now. Called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Unto one he gave 5 talents, another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Now here's what happened. This man that owns everything, had all his possession, called his servants, and he gave them some talents. He gave them something. Was it money? I don't know. Something. Gave him a responsibility. He said, I'm going to give this to you. And then it says, then he that received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other five talents. And likewise, he received 2. He also gained other 2. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. So he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I've gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. I was afraid. I went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast thine. That is thine. The Lord answered and said to him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury, with some interest. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, here's what's happened. This Lord, he gave to his servants 1 5 talents, 1 2 talents, 1 1 talent. He took a journey. Here is the Lord of glory. And here's what's happened. The Lord of glory has given unto men, unto women, talents, responsibilities to be of honor and glory to him. And he's taken a far journey into heaven. And he's coming back. And there's going to come a day of reckoning. There's going to be a day of judgment. Now these two right here that had received the 5 talents and the 2 talents that had obviously had been profit out of them. What those talents represent are gifts of God's grace and God's mercy and God's compassion to them. And they took that which the Lord had given them. And the Spirit of God blessed it. That's what's happening right now. God Almighty has called His people out of darkness, out of spiritual darkness, and He blesses them with talents. What are they? I don't know. He calls some to preach. He calls some to do this, some to do that. But whatever He calls them to do, whether you eat, whether you drink, whatever you do, do it to the glory of God. And the Spirit of God blessed it. These guys that had got 5 more talents and 2 more talents, that spiritually speaking, we are what we are by the grace of God. If God Almighty is pleased to bless the efforts of God's people, it's the Lord. There's no glory due to me. But he told them, he said, well done, a good and faithful servant. Where's all the glory going to be? To Christ. But he comes to one, and he's given him a talent. And obviously it was just a gift of nature. Every man, every woman sitting in this congregation this morning, you got a brain, got eyes and ears. Almighty God has given men and women the capability of hearing the gospel. You can hear. But what did this one do? That one that had nothing more than the gift of nature. What he did was he hid it. He did nothing concerning God's glory, God's honor. And Almighty God dealt with him on his own merit. The first two, on the merits of Christ, is how God's going to deal with his people. By faith they walk, not by sight. But this one, they had one, a gift of nature. Every man, every woman that's ever been born in this world, the gospel's being preached. They could hear. Somebody told Henry one time, well, I can't do nothing. Henry said, you can go hear the gospel. You can hear the scriptures being preached. You can read your Bible. You can call on the Lord. He said, don't tell me a man can't do anything. But unless Almighty God does something for him in his heart, it'll not be to the glory of God. It'll be to own glory. Paul says, we are stewards, we're trustees of the mysteries of God, and it is required in God's stewards that they be found faithful But Almighty God's going to hold every man, every woman responsible. You say, well, I've never heard the gospel. The scripture says that very nature declares the glory of God. So they're without excuse. They're responsible. Nobody's going to get off the hook. It's by the grace of God that anybody would ever hear the gospel preached. That you're sitting under the sound of the gospel is by a miracle of God's grace. People say, well, I don't see anything happening. I don't know. What have I ever done? Be faithful. Be faithful. I was talking to a dear brother yesterday, and I'm gonna close. I've got a whole lot more notes here, but I'm going to close after a couple of comments here. I was talking to a dear brother yesterday, and we were talking about faithfulness. And you know, we sometimes you don't see what you think that you would desire to see as far as results. But do you know that the Lord's never called us to results? What has He called us to do? Faithfulness. If somebody asks you concerning an opinion on, I've got this problem, or I've got this problem, or I've got this, let me tell you the best answer that you can ever give them. I got a son or a daughter, and they're wayward, or I've got this problem, I've got this health problem, I've got this. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. What is the best advice you can give somebody? Sit under the sound of the gospel. Hear what God has to say. And Almighty God will order your steps. I'm telling you, it is required in stewards, trustees, that they be found faithful. Last verse, 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 4, 1 to 5. 2 Timothy 4. Paul is writing to his son in the faith, Timothy. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. That, when I say the quick and the dead, those that are spiritually alive and those that are spiritually dead is what He's talking about. He said, who shall judge the quick and the dead. The quick, those that God had given those 5 talents and 2 talents, regenerated them by grace and for the glory of God. Everything that they did was a blessing of Almighty God in Christ. The dead, those that had, God had given the gifts of nature, just naturally speaking, hit them. You know, He going to judge them at His appearing. Here's what He told Timothy. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and darkness, for the time is going to come. Time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministries. We are to be faithful to God's calling. Almighty God's going to do that which He will. And He's going to bless that which He's done. He's done. Paul the Apostle was saying, concerning us as ministers, we are ministers of Christ, trustees. We've been entrusted with a precious treasure. But you that believe, you have too. You have too. Make full use. How do I do that? Hear the gospel. Seek the Lord. Search the scriptures. Yeah. I'm telling you, and the steps of a good man, those made so by the grace of God,
Almighty God's going to order. May the Lord bless His Word for Christ's sake. Amen.